Claim all.
Oh, what's going on, everybody? It is BJ, and I am back again with my B team. Today we have Reese.
What's up?
We've got Adam.
Ahoy, ahoy.
And we've got Dominic.
Yo.
So, at the end of last episode, I remember I had asked you guys, like, what is your perfect porn and everything? And I realized I hadn't touched on this topic, which was like porn. I was for all of us in the room, I think we're of an age when we remember, like, you know, having to sneak a magazine underneath our mattress.
Did anyone else go out into the forest with friends and look at porn that somehow for some reason had been like stashed in a tree? Because that was a thing that several kids in my neighborhood did.
Yeah, tree porn.
Like, across the street from my house in the woods between two like housing lots.
Someone got it from their uncle and it's just been like passed down and it's oh,
yep, it's so bad. Absolutely.
I there were times where I was gonna say we're completely getting ahead of ourselves, but no, this is exactly what I just brought everybody here to kind of talk about like our early slumming it porn days, and then like how the whole industry's just fucking exploded into like we went from like internet, just basic internet porn, random websites like truckerbears.com or bearporn.com. That was my favorite.
Truckerbear.com. I never heard that one. I feel like I missed out.
Also of note, there was that step where internet porn was almost solely subscription based.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Most sites back in the day, in the like,
even like the 90s. Personal sites.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
90s and 2000s were pay sites.
Yeah.
So it's gone through a huge evolution over, and then of course you've got all sorts of laws and regulation and everything. it's nuts. So I was gonna say we've already kind of kicked it off, but when I'll just kind of go around my I'm trying to remember my first porn, like video. My first porn video was either Sun Daddy Grandpa, or like Al's Diner. Those were like the two videos I remember watching, and I was just floored because Sun Daddy Grandpa was just beyond taboo for me, and like Al's Diner, I was like, you can film fat people having sex? This opens all kinds of avenues. I never considered this. And no, 100%, you're right. I had some friends in junior high that found porn like outside somewhere, and they just moved the stash to the woods between both houses across the street.
Your friend group's porn for like your little preteen jerk off sessions.
Well, what was hilarious is I don't know. We never jerked off in the woods. Like we never jerked off together. And I'm like, no,
we wouldn't do it together, but individually people would then go back to that tree alone when they thought no one else was going to be there.
Or like we just like run home. We'd be like, all right, bye. See you guys later. We'd just like run home real quick.
Those boobs in my mind.
And then what was great is when I turned 17, everybody just thought I was 18. So the little like walk-up shop where the bus dropped me off at school would just sell me porn. The guy like didn't card anybody or anything. And I was getting like, I think one of, it was the Studs magazine. That was still in print back in like 2000.
Porn magazine names were pretty...
Studs, Cowboy.
You'd have to figure out one word that really sold everything you were doing.
I bought a Playgirl one time, and I was very upset about it because I was like, this is nothing. And then I bought a Penthouse, and I was like, this is what... The penetration, there we go. That's what I was looking for. So
sort of on that subject, the first video porn I think I was ever exposed to was the scrambled Playboy channel that you could get if you had cable, but not like the box. You could like flip the channel number and it would come in just like purple and with no sound.
Yep.
And I would watch that so goddamn much.
And despite sometimes the fact that it was more scrambled and sometimes it was less scrambled.
Sometimes it would like travel the screen up and down, but it was, and all you'd ever see was boobs. Like all the sex would happen just slightly off screen. So it's not like it was even good, but it's all we had.
Adam, do you remember your first dipping a toe?
No, I think there was a magazine somewhere. Maybe Hustler sounds familiar. Oh my God.
Hustler was raunchy.
That's a magazine.
But that one's kind of like Penthouse, where there's full on penetration.
Oh yes,
right.
Yeah, full on penetration.
Yeah, I think Hustler was one of the magazines that I first had seen. I don't know if I had it or someone else had it.
It's always somebody else's stuff. Reese, what was your foray into sin?
It might have been my brother's. I don't know.
Yeah. So first porn, I, like Dom, had tree porn. There was neighborhood tree porn. It was some kid had yanked it from like dad's collection. It was a Penthouse, I think.
It's never gotten in like any good way. It's always stolen from somebody.
Yeah. And it was rolled up and in like the hollow of a tree out in a field. And then when I became an adult, I went to my first bookstore and bought like a magazine sampler pack. So they were all in the plastics, but it said like gay ass or something on the front of it.
I was going to assume that going to say that you went to the glory hole, but
I think I still have
that was on my second visit.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. but yeah, so it was like three magazines that were like, you know, back stocks that had all been like packaged together in an envelope. And so I got that and took that home. And
as you do.
As one does.
You know what's funny is the parallels between like just porn that you find, like, is eerie, because when I started with the internet, that's just kind of what it was. So there was bearporn.com.
That is for porn.
which was a, like, you could just, the only way you could surf it was if you either paid or you submitted images yourself. Like, you just submitted whatever images you had. There was no like flagging at the time, being like, no, that's my image, please get rid of it. It was just bearporn.com, and that's the one that gave me my favorite porn folder that was psychic. I have a porn folder. So before I left Tallahassee and moved down to Orlando, I was on bearporn.com and truckerbear.com. And bearporn.com, you could just download the images. So I download, like, you, I could look at 10 images a day, no videos, and I would just kind of download my favorites and just put them in a porn folder. And same for truckerbear.com. Well, it's about a year and a half later, I moved down to Orlando, and half the people that are in my porn folder I meet here. I mean, and obviously Hadrian was in there, but like a couple of other people that I knew were in there. And I was like, is this you? And they were like, oh yeah, yeah, that is me. And so I had seen half my friends naked before I had even met them.
Okay, and didn't realize it. I just logged on to bearporn.com.
Oh God. And
seriously, these pictures are probably the same ones as the ones that you initially found 20 years ago. This shit has not been updated.
Oh, wow. This is bad.
Oh, it is. Holy shit, it's still there.
I mean, there are a few newer ones, and yes, there are several of my friends, but
that's crazy.
I remember that one. Yeah, this is...
Oh my God!
It's a blast from the past.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Walk
down memory lane.
The first page is somebody I know.
Of course it is.
Holy shit! This is nuts.
I mean, there's people I know. I'm 7 pages in, and there's been at least one person I know on every page.
It's crazy.
I was at some of the events that some of these pictures were taken.
Oh my God, this is nuts. Oh my God, this is great. I did not expect at all to like this site totally still exist.
Derailed this conversation.
No, but I mean, that's the whole, that was the whole purpose.
Yeah.
But no, so yeah. So like moving on to the internet era, but here we are. Like,
this is barely internet era.
I mean, this was 2000. I want to say this is at least 2 years before I graduated from school. So I want to say this site is from like 2006.
I mean, the quality all looks like dial up. So,
oh yeah,
yeah,
oh yeah.
There's Hadrian.
Wow! Now I really wish Hadrian was here. I went this entire episode is just unofficially promoting bearporn.com, which is just like,
yeah, no, we do not want to. We do not. If you want to take a walk down memory lane, go to bearporn.com. But in general, I would say avoid this if you're trying to get off, because none of this is good.
Yeah, no, this isn't like quality. Like,
stay away.
Well, it's so random. It's just the most random assortment of like.
There's it literally yeah. feels no like someone reason. Just scraped Tumblr.
Yes.
Honestly. Like,
when Tumblr said no more wieners, somebody went in and just stole all the pictures and put them here.
Well, no, and so what's funny
is... actually, that's another one. Tumblr was one of my, like...
I was going to say, what was... So let's go to like, mid-2000s, so, like, 2008, 2010. That was like, the Tumblr era, the Xtube era, and, like, the Pornhub era. Did all you guys have Xtubes?
Xtube and Tumblr, yeah. I was on there a lot for spanking it.
Yeah, Xtube was a big one. Because XTube
count, I don't think, but I just browsed.
Same, yeah.
Yeah, XTube was a big one because technically XTube, you could also use it as kind of like a pseudo dating site, because you could, if you put in your zip code, kind of like stuff like gay.com and everything, you could look at people who were in your area on XTube, that to me was nuts. I was like, I'm just gonna take my zip code out of here, so. Randos.
The website architecture of that website is like a step above bearporn.com, so I was always surprised when it worked. Like, it felt like it was held together by duct tape, but it was also like there was so much good porn. I really miss that site.
But yeah, it's like it was nuts the way it was kind of cobbled together, and
yeah.
Oh, it is gone.
I believe it was Canadian in origin.
Yeah, so just... I have the wiki up here. So founded in 2006 by Ontario, Canada-based Webnovas Technologies, XTube was owned by MindGeek. And it was acquired 2006 and 2010 by the managing partner of MindGeek. It is part of the Pornhub network. Which was interlinked pornographic video sharing sites. So
I never understood how that works, like what that means, because it's not like they're sent any. I never went from one porn, like I never went from XTube to Pornhub. If I was on XTube, I tend to stay on XTube.
Yeah, I didn't jump around a lot, and on July 5th, 2021, XTube announced closure, and they completely deleted their servers and everything.
If you go there now, I believe that you get like a closing message. It was right when all of those porn purges were happening, because credit card companies were no longer willing to take money from them because for like posting things like child pornography and stuff. They didn't like, so they were just cutting off all their credit cards. And since they couldn't make money anymore, they were just like, well, we're just going to shut down. It's also why Pornhub lost like 75% of its videos, and a bunch of other sites basically went under.
Yeah, it was, and that was the thing is it was a whole thing with like, I know Pornhub's deal is like there was non-consensual porn on there, and it kind of raised a lot of interesting questions of like, you know, consent and like, did you consent to being recorded? Did you even know you were being recorded?
I'm pretty sure you still can't like buy things on Pornhub. I think you have to, it all happens through like another site if anyone's selling videos.
Yeah. So yeah, but yeah, I remember when XTube went down, but XTube was like the first one of the whole, like, cause you could self-produce on XTube. I think
it was like mostly known for amateur stuff. You would really rarely see anyone post like a professional thing, cause it was always thought of as like, what you're posting is you.
Yeah. Yeah. And it pretty much laid the groundwork for stuff like OnlyFans and Just for Fans and self-producing sites like that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's what kind of started to give not just porn companies, but really gave porn actors their whole like their more control over their industry, because I know Hadrian's mentioned it a couple times, and a couple people I know that have done pornography, they're like, are you still on?
Yes. Yes. And I totally just found pictures that I know were on Tumblr 2010, because it was the year that I moved here, and I was talking to these three gentlemen at the time, and when I moved here and saw them at coffee, and I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, sorry.
But no, that's what raises that interesting question of like it's the internet and it's out there. And it's funny is I've never had a moment other than like Hadrian or a couple of other people I know just randomly popping up on a site. But like now we're seeing it in real time. Your mother was right. Once it's out there, it's out there. But what's funny is, so yeah, XTube laid the groundwork for all of those self-producing sites. And all my friends that have done porn and have done things like Bear Films or other films, they're like, oh yeah, so they fly me out there. I film a couple scenes for like a day or two, and then they pay me $200 and give me a meal and send me on my way. So yeah, it's one of those things where it used to take all this time. It used to take all this production. You had some people didn't want their apartment to pop up. Mm-hmm. Some bars would. I know Lone Star out in San Francisco has filmed a ton of stuff. That pool table, I will never get out of my mind.
Dead air.
Sorry. I was sending a covert message on my.
It wasn't that covert. You just stopped the whole audio.
I muted myself.
You just did the worst thing. Like
a clean edit point. Dead air.
I was gonna say we can have Pat edit in the 2 minutes later sound bite again. But yeah, it was. What was that, Adam?
He said, "At least it's not all me this time."
Yeah, right.
But yeah, no.
Oh,
so
it's
you found your picture on Bear Porn.
Yeah.
Bear Porn. Yeah. Oh my gosh! See, now I need this. Now I need to immediately. I'm going to immediately send it to the rest of the cast and be like, "Check here for you. Are you Lord. Here? What page?"
I'm not saying.
Oh my God.
This is great. This is wonderful. Oh, man.
So I am going to say that it's definitely Tumblr's content, because that is a picture that I put on Tumblr that has now circulated 100%. Around the world
so,
too many times.
So here's the thing. So Bear, so that they need to give us money. Bearporn.com, the thing is they work under a credit system. So if you don't pay to get daily credits, you can put images into the website to get credits.
Oh, wow. So people would just mass upload stuff to get credits so that they could stay on longer.
Exactly. So they could just keep hitting that jump button to
But if you are collecting enough content to upload it, do you really need additional time on this forum to like keep spanking? Because, like, right? Literally wherever you're getting it is already the good supply. So
that's why I'm shocked.
It seems a little self-cannibalizing. Yeah.
And now I'm like, it's some weird person in the background that's just like, this is genius. And you're like, no. Why would you think this is a good business? It's like the people that think all those, like, free video, like Netflix. Like this guy told me he knew of a Netflix killer app, and it was one of those, like, pirate apps that you can stream stuff for free. And I'm like, no, it's just going to get shut down. It's a pirating app.
Right.
So.
Did anybody get porn from LimeWire?
Yes.
Yeah.
I forgot about LimeWire.
Did anyone get a virus from LimeWire? Yeah.
Yes.
I think I used Kazam.
That was one of them. That was one of them.
Kazam. Kazam was a movie.
Yeah.
It's that movie that everyone thinks Sinbad was in that doesn't exist.
Right.
But yeah, so it's. Yeah, I completely forgot about LimeWire and Kazaa. Holy shit, that was my 2000. That was when I had my first personal computer.
That was still a laptop. Like pre-XTube.
Yes, that was pre-XTube.
That was one of the only ways you could really find gay porn, really. There weren't a whole lot of gay porn sites in the early years of the internet.
You had to buy it a lot.
Have the DVD I very first bought, and it's terrible. I will never watch it, but I still have it for some reason.
It's like, God, yeah. So we go from photo sharing sites to LimeWire and Kazaa to Tumblr. And then when Tumblr stopped carrying pornography, we jumped to
Twitter.
Twitter. Yeah.
Yep.
So we jump, and then now
there was already some Twitter or some porn on Twitter before then, but it definitely exploded after Tumblr took all the porn away.
Yep.
Yeah, it did. Holy crap! Like,
well, what's weird is that my Tumblr did not change much.
Yeah. Same.
I deleted mine, and I deleted my non-porn one just because a bunch of my stuff got flagged as pornography that wasn't, and I was just like, I don't want to deal with this crap, so I just nuked everything.
Yeah, like my stream, my feed, my dash, whatever it was, it didn't change much. I was still seeing dicks and assholes all over the place while everyone else was like complaining on social media, like, I can't see any wieners anymore. And I was like, what the hell? Apparently I was just lucky and didn't go for like the high velocity sites or something. I don't, you know, like,
so what was funny is, yeah, because I would they actually unlocked pornography, they brought back pornography on it,
sort of nudity, but you can't post fucking.
Yeah. And then the thing is
boring,
like you said, it's like,
I think you can still post fucking and they just might say, don't do that, please.
They would flag like non-sexual nudity. Yeah. And I was like, and it was just, yeah, the moderation on it is just all over the place.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing it was mostly automated and just really, really bad.
Yeah. And then once that happened, I noticed an explosion. Oh my God, I've been saying your regular name, not your stage name.
Uh-huh. God damn it.
I'll have to go through and have Pat bleep.
Tap in four times.
Just four? Okay, well that's good. I'll go through the recording.
God be damn like, it, DJ. It's gonna be able to beep.
Yeah. Just Dom.
There we go.
Flat Dom.
That's specific. Cut that and make that
really
specific.
Awful RuPaul's Drag Race dub of Tatiana saying Mexican.
Yes. Oh my God, yes. Taco Bell.
Oh my God. I will have to send Pat some flowers or something to be like, please do this. Please do this editing magic for us so Thank we can you. Post this episode. I will. But great. But yeah, so we got, so we go from LimeWire to Tumblr to, oh no, from LimeWire to XTube to Tumblr and then Twitter. And then that's when I noticed a massive explosion of the OnlyFans stuff. It's like the self-producing really took off once Tumblr kind of fell off and XTube was gone, Pornhub was gone.
I know. OnlyFans did not start, like, they did not make that site with the intention of it being used for pornography. So yeah. I'm wondering, like, when did everyone decide, like, what...
Was it just for fans that actually did, like, try to cut down, like, they censored a lot of shit anyway?
Oh, no. Just for fans, actually.
That was OnlyFans. Just for fans is the one that's fully open.
OnlyFans, you can't have anything like fisting or water sports or anything too extreme.
Yeah.
And then I think there's another one that's like, it's another fan site, but there's tons of them now.
Yeah. But I would just be curious to know, when did all of the, you know, porn creators decide, let's all go to OnlyFans now? Like, what was the trigger? Was it Tumblr or did it happen before then? Like, I don't know.
I think it was money. I think it was 100. I think.
But I want to know why they picked that site, because it wasn't made for porn originally. So I'm just like, I want to know why.
I think it was because it was the first one. Because Just for Fans definitely came out afterwards.
Yeah.
So I think it was just because it was the first
to market. One. Yeah, and it's a super easy interface. It's real easy to get like set up, and you know the infrastructure is easy and it's just easy to use.
Yeah.
It also really flourished under the pandemic.
Yes, because it did.
Everyone was trapped at home jerking off, so you might as well get paid for it.
How many of us had friends that created an OnlyFans and then maybe made 5-6 posts and then never touched it again?
Yep. Oh yeah. I had several.
Two. So many friends. But one, he updates, he's managed to get it updated on, like, he went from a weekly schedule and didn't update for a long time, and now he's back on, like, he's doing, like, a monthly schedule. So, like, and I think that's because his boyfriend is also, like, all right, we're gonna do, he's like, if you're doing this, we're doing this. So, yeah. And I think he actually makes more money with the two of them than just him. So that kind of brings us into the present. And what I was going to say, Reese, would you ever, if there were no consequences, would you ever do an OnlyFans?
If there were no consequences? Sure.
Yeah.
But there are, and I still might.
I was going to say,
I am still haunted by the one video that I made more than, you know, 25 years ago. So, yeah, like, might as well. As my dogs go wild, yeah.
That's fine. We all have dogs. I was going to say, Pat usually has, like, he lives in Chicago, and there's always a siren every, like, 5-10 minutes. Adam, if boyfriend was heading it, would you do an OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Dom.
Absolutely. I enjoy showing off, and if there's no actual consequences, why the fuck not? I don't even know if I charge.
I was gonna say I think they do. There is a free option. I do have a friend.
There are a lot of people who will have a free OnlyFans, and then that will be just like preview clips to get them to subscribe to paid OnlyFans.
Yeah,
yeah. The first one's free. I think Jackson Steele over in the UK, he does that. He has two of them.
I got very annoyed when I subscribed to somebody's OnlyFans and all of it was just very short videos that I would apparently have to pay more money to unlock and see.
Agreed.
I was like, fuck this.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
If I'm paying you X amount a month, and then you're wanting 10 times that amount for one video, I'll go to X Hamster.
There's been some discourse, and it seems like the consensus is, as long as you are upfront with what your content is and what mm-hmm. you provide, then you could do whatever the fuck you want. As long as you say yeah. that most of my content is going to be pay-per-view. And that's why I think a lot of content creators have started to very explicitly say in their bio, I do not have pay-per-view, or like mm-hmm. in their Twitter posts or whatever. They're like, mm-hmm. no pay-per-view, just you monthly fee gets you everything.
$10 a month. $10 a month gets you pole and hole.
Remember when the internet was still new and we all laughed at the idea of paying for porn?
I mean, I still don't really pay for porn.
I don't know if I've I don't know if I have ever, actually, now that I think about
But I will say I have not paid as much in the last 25 years as I earned on the video that I made 25 years ago. So I'm still, it's like a, still a net gain.
Net even.
Yeah.
How much were you paid for the video?
It was a lot of money. Well, especially in 1996, but.
Oh, wow.
I'm old, fuckers. But I am glad that Hadrian's not here, because the last time that I mentioned that I get all of my porn on like free places, he was upset because, you know, as a content creator, he is trying to monetize his dick.
Yeah, you don't want to hear that.
I'm not paying anybody for dick. Like, or ass, or any other parts.
Yeah.
See, that's what I love about the OnlyFans thing, is like, I will totally drop $5.99 for a month of content. I have no problem dropping, like, I have no problem, it's like shopping. I'm like, oh, hey, it's Black Friday. All of the content creators are doing Black Friday specials for the dick. And I was like, I will support them right now. Like, but I like that. I like that whole idea that like somebody somewhere is like, $5, that's a deal.
See, and I have only ever paid for content when it was somebody that like, I really wanted to know what it all looked like. Like, there are people who are either friends or acquaintances or whatever, who, like, I've seen nearly naked, but never fully. And I was like, I just want to see what it's about, you know? So I will pay your $5.99 to just for the first, like, two pictures. I don't even care. I don't need all the rest. I'm just like, oh, okay. It's either nice or it's not, or it's, you know, like, I'm like, goddamn. But, like, and some of them I've been pleasantly surprised. Some of them I will say, when my 30 days expired, I was like, oh, you know,
I was going to say, Adam, you've,
but
you've
I never... always screenshot it and then put it on the bearporn.com to get my, no, I'm kidding.
So Adam, you said you've never paid for porn.
I don't think so. I don't recall ever doing that.
Have you paid a cover for a party that had two porn performers fucking on stage?
No.
Okay. Because that, no, was, I mean, that like, counts.
Does it?
It does.
No, I mean, if that's why you are paying, then yes.
Yeah, okay.
Right? But I don't think... Well, like, any of the parties that I've been to would have been mostly in Orlando, and Orlando doesn't really do that at all.
Right. No. Yeah. No, that's like a circuit party city sort of. So, all right. So now here comes.
I mean, I've been at parties where people are just fucking on the dance floor, but that was not the.
I mean, who hasn't?
Intention. I mean, that is the intention of the party, but I'm not specifically paying to go to the party to watch those individuals fuck in the corner.
All right, but so we have a healthy mix of people who like don't, you know, that pay for it, don't pay for it. I feel like it's easier to pay for it now, and I think that's the reason why creators are just kind of independently producing their own stuff. There is merit to having a studio kind of backing you, especially if you like do some cringy shit.
I think a lot of the thing is, like, no one wants to pay, like, a lot of money for a pay-per-view site or whatever, and I think the $5 and $10 chunks that OnlyFans is like a lot more digestible.
Yes,
especially with like stuff with like Netflix and stuff yeah, like
that. It's more like an impulse buy because, like you said, yeah. BJ, it's like, oh, $5 here. You know, it's like a black market Black Friday sale. You know. Black market. I've seen those videos too. Those are good. Like, you know, it's a Black Friday
sale. Market sale.
So there. Oh, stop. Yeah. But, you know, it's like, and you forget because it's like $5.99 a month. And so then you're like, oh, well, this person is doing it. So I'll see his hole for $5.99. And then, you know, some time later you're like, oh, I want to know what his wang looks like, and so it's $5.99 there. You probably end up spending more on these little $5.99 here and there's than you do on just like a $40 a month or whatever kind of like subscription style.
Yeah, exactly. So it's one of those things where yeah, I think it's definitely we're in kind of like this golden era of people self-producing, people kind of doing their own thing. And it works. There was that little snafu. I believe it was October 2021, where OnlyFans said that they were like, no more porn. And then everybody was like,
they got the same message XTube and Pornhub did, like, hey, we're not going to let you process your credit cards anymore unless you get rid of all your porn. And then they managed to find some investors or something that like solved it. I'm not exactly sure what happened, but they went back.
I thought there was, I know with what it was, XTube and Pornhub, a big part of the problem was not just the credit card stuff. Well, it was, but I think it was specifically because of like human trafficking.
Yes.
And like, it wasn't so much that they didn't want porn, it's they didn't want porn that was not consensual.
Yeah. It was
OnlyFans, it's much more like, and the thing I think with OnlyFans and what helped OnlyFans and Just for Fans is you need like an ID and you need a face picture and all that stuff to make an account. And you have to like
OnlyFans started
your own content.
Yeah. As part of them not getting rid of the porn, they did like they upped their security. And now you have to have an ID for every single person who appears in a video. And right, I know they were pretty strict about if they were going through people's individual videos and being like, you have to delete this. You have to delete this. You have to delete this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think OnlyFans went so that like, not only do you have to have an ID for each of the like,
you might have to have a signed release, I think.
I think they actually have to have an account, even if they don't use the account.
Yeah, I know.
Because that's their validation method. So
I believe that's Just for Fans policy too now. They have some kind of way for people to sign up with their information, even if they don't have like a full porn account.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was asked to collaborate with someone, and I was like, yeah, sure, you know, whatever. And then he was like, oh, but we'd have to do it on Just for Fans and not OnlyFans because Just for Fans doesn't make you have an account as well. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, it never ended up happening. Don't worry. BJ, you don't have to go hunt for anything.
I would totally do that. I would just go to bearporn.com.
yeah.
I can't wait.
Please don't.
I like how I've been idly looking at it being like, well, where's my pictures? Where's my pornography? Okay. Well, I guess it's not here.
Like on the one hand, you have that, you know, something lives on the internet forever. But on the other hand, after XTube got rid of all their porn, I know there are some videos I will never see again, and I'm very sad about that.
Yeah, that's true. They scrubbed it clean, and I'm kind of proud of them for that, for just being like, you know what, we're getting rid of it, and they actually put in some alerts saying like, hey, if you don't get it by this date, it will be gone forever. And there was even like a download tool that they put in there for you to easily download all your stuff. I did not. I was like, this was before smartphones, and I think I may have borrowed a roommate's old digital camera, and it's grainy as hell, and no. So, all right. Well, with that, now that we've managed to get through all of our technical errors, So I was originally thinking, like, I should ask them what the hottest porn is. And I was like, no, that's too easy. What is the weirdest porn you guys have ever seen and or read? And I'll go first. My personal favorite porn that I have watched that was the weirdest thing I've ever witnessed in my life was a clown porn, and it was a straight clown porn, and I watched it out of sure horror slash amazement that this was a thing. This is before I even knew that there was like a sexy clown kink, but none of the clowns were sexy. They were just like your stereotypical standard clowns, and I was just like, why? And the best part is the very end of the movie, it's this girl and like she's hooking up with this older daddy clown, and he's like this is good. He's like, that was great. And she just turns and looks at him and goes, Daddy, and he screams, everybody in the studio screams, and then it just cuts off. And I'm like, oh, what the fuck? And I literally gave it to a friend of mine. I was like, you and your straight roommate have to watch this. It's horrible. And he played it at a party. So yeah, that is probably my favorite. I wish I could remember the title. It was something I got on LimeWire years ago, and I can never find it. So Adam,
I will say I'm going to go with a website more than just one specific video. Although I can probably I'll give one video, example. But there is a whole website called efucked.com, and it's adult humor, which is typically just like really weird or fucked up porn. I've seen bloopers
linked from that.
Yeah. A lot of it is kind of bloopers, kind of that stuff. Like some of the highlights is one girl getting chained up with her heels above her head and like locked into I think it's called a Sibian. Like literally bolted to the fucking floor. And she starts moaning and whatever, and then they turn it. He's like, "Fuck it!" And he turns it all the way up, and she like basically goes into opera singing for a moment, and then like orgasms so hard that when they shut off the machine, she's just like drooling and like acting like a zombie. The other one that I'll bring up is, it's basically a music video. It's a Russian music video that I just linked, to you guys.
I jumped around on it a bit.
It's awful and hilarious. My third favorite, my first favorite is just a girl fucking herself with a dildo, and she's really skinny. And it's a really big dildo.
Ew,
and,
no. You see it
poking your stomach a little bit. but the best part is when she takes it out, and like after she takes it out, like she pushes out and then pushes in, and it goes Like, there's an audible, like, sound of wind through a cave. And that's just, like, hilarious. So those. Most memorably weird porn.
Dom?
It's actually one you introduced me to, BJ. Lemon stealing whores.
Oh, yes!
It is. I have a feeling a lot of people are familiar with this because it kind of became a meme. It's just like, it's this guy and this girl talking about how happy they are that their lemon tree finally grew. And it keeps cutting back, or keeps cutting to their backyard, where there's this woman shoving lemons into her clothing. And then eventually the couple's like, I think there's a lemon stealing whore back there. And of course they go and apprehend her. And what else are you going to do but fuck her? I remember you said something about that to me, like, offhandedly, and I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? So I went on the computer, and lemon-stealing whores.
Never Google the things that BJ tells you.
That video is amazing, and every time I look at a lemon for too long, all I can think of is just, like, and they're just... It's such bad acting, but they're trying. They're trying so hard. And they're just like, we haven't looked at our lemon tree for 5 whole minutes.
I feel like they know how stupid what they were doing was, and they just were like, we're gonna balls to the wall crazy this.
And that was right there along with right in front of my salad.
Oh, yes, it was. I agree.
That's great. Good one. So, Reese?
So, like, weirdest is... And I didn't watch the whole thing. I've only seen clips because it's just...
Because you finish after the first 15 seconds?
True. no, it's the... It's straight porn. And it's a woman in, like, E.T. costume makeup. Have you seen this? Like, E.T. the extraterrestrial?
I feel like I remember blurry screenshots.
And it is a guy just banging this E.T., but the makeup is terrible, and the, like prosthetic is slipping, and it's just, it's terrible.
She's not a sexy alien.
No.
Like, it's like someone took one of those, like, Roswell autopsy VHSs and made a porn version.
Yeah.
And
probably one that I was like, oh, this is weird, but I kind of like it, was like an ovipositor, like a gay ovipositor video. I was like, at first I thought it was just like a, you know, like a bad dragon toy. It was a very, very large toy. And I was like, oh, and it's a hot guy. And I'm like, that's, whoa, wow. Oh my goodness. And then he like took the toy back out and then bloop. And I was like, what? And then, like, bloop, bloop, more and more eggs kept coming. And I was like, oh, okay, this is interesting. Yeah. And I didn't hate it.
New kink unlocked.
I hope this doesn't wait.
I was like, am I into this? No. Am I? Yeah.
Oh, well. With that, everybody, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you weren't too scarred by this episode and any of our other content, please look us up on our socials at flameonshow.com and consider popping up on our Patreon. We've got new t-shirts. Brian, one of our wonderful hosts, sent them out as Christmas gifts to the entire cast. And I have been wearing it every time I go out next to the new shirt I have called that says Boner Garage. Hoping somebody will be like, what shirt is that? And I'm like, this old thing? I got this from Flame On Podcast. So we've got new merch. It's a new year. Can't wait to thrill you or horrify you with more episodes like this. So on that note, bye, bitch.